A terrifying adventure was the last thing Jean LePere was looking for on her 1983 pleasure cruise. She was a middle-aged woman, thankful to be on her first real vacation in 12 years. On one of the port calls in southern Turkey, LePere bought three stone figures from a street vendor. She thought nothing of it until she was stopped at customs, arrested, and charged with smuggling antiquities out of the country, a very serious offense in Turkey. The leisure cruise ended in a Turkish prison where she spent 3 weeks. LePere was eventually released on bail and fled the country. Later she was tried in absentia and found innocent. LePere recounts these events in a new book entitled Never Pass This Way Again. She still remembers that initial moment when the reality of what happened began to dawn on her.
First thought, I think, was this is impossible. This is ridiculous. I was both amused, if you could use that word, and scared to death at the same time, because I certainly was aware. I'd spent 3 days in the country, and it was clear to me that there was a very big military presence that was always in evidence, and that they certainly had the power to do whatever they wanted because I was a foreigner in their land.
But did you assume that between the United States Embassy, the ship's captain from your cruise ship, and your family, that somehow things would be worked out and you'd be permitted to leave?
Well, in the initial stages, I had only the ship to rely on. At that time, the American consulate hadn't put in an appearance, which it did later. But yes, I absolutely thought that the ship would never let them keep me in Turkey. Never thought the captain would leave without me. Indeed, he said he wouldn't. But it didn't turn out that way. Of course, when the American consulate representative came to the dock, came to visit me and spoke with me, he said right away this was a serious matter.
You had to wait in prison until you were tried. Is the law in Turkey guilty until proven innocent?
Turkish law is based on Napoleonic law, which Americans tend to forget that is the law that, or the jurisprudence that is present in France, in Italy, in Spain, in a great many foreign countries that we travel in frequently. And basically that is the idea that the law has a right to arrest you upon its decision that you've committed a crime. And the burden of proof of innocence is upon the accused, which is very difficult and which is quite opposite from our way of doing things.
You were taken to prison. Describe the cell that you were detained in.
When you enter a prison cell, you just can't imagine what it's going to be like. I'd never been in prison in the United States or anywhere else. Of course, I'd seen films about American prisons. I had not seen Midnight Express, which was about a Turkish prison. I had never seen it.
You're probably so lucky you hadn't seen it, right?
I think so.
It probably would have scared you more.
Yes, I think so. I'd heard about this terrible film that was, about the terrible conditions of Turkish prison, but I really knew nothing else, and I think that was fortunate. But, you know, you go down these awful dark corridors, and they stop in front of a big steel door, and they roll the door back, and you just don't know what you're going to be greeted with. There were just so many beds. I just had this impression of so many beds because there were triple-decker bunks, about 12 of them. That room, I think, held about 36 women. And all of them rather individually made up. It was just an enormous bombardment of noise, and I didn't speak the language. I didn't understand what people were saying. A lot of movement, a lot of color. It was very bewildering.
What were some of the crimes other women who were imprisoned in your cell were accused of?
There were thieves, there were prostitutes, there were madams. Some women came in while I was there who had some kind of a baby-selling operation, and they came in with the baby. There was one woman that I know of was there because she had murdered her husband, not without good reason, I think. There was every kind of criminal act, just about what you'd find in one of our prisons.
One of the themes in Midnight Express, in the book and the movie, is the brutality and sadism directed against the prisoners in the Turkish prisons for men. Is there any equivalent in the women's cells?
Were
the
women treated better? That was not my experience at all. I did not see that at all. In no way. We were treated very reasonably. If anything, we were ignored. There were a couple of clashes between the guard, the woman in charge, and one of the other prisoners. I didn't visually see any brutality.
What were some of the things that you tried to do in order to keep your sense of dignity and to keep your identity while you were in prison?
Well, there's no question you've hit on the two issues that are the most difficult, because there is the shock of being displaced out of your own life and some sense of loss of your identity, because in America, at least, our identity is wrapped up with where we live and how we live and who our friends are and how we speak, how we dress, and what work we do. And, of course, all of that was sort of taken from me. I did have some clothing with me. I had been allowed to pack a bag, and I really didn't know how long I was going to be in Turkey. I didn't think I was going to be in prison. So I had my own clothes, and that was terribly important to me, to wear my own clothes. That was part of maintaining my sense of self. Keeping busy was difficult. There were a couple of women prisoners who spoke some English, and I was able to talk with them. I tried to get a walk-in every day. The main thing I did was write. I kept a journal. I occupied my mind and distracted my emotions by observing everything in the room and what people said and what people did and what they wore and what the food was like and how it was prepared and so on. And that was, that kind of saved my life, because if you don't do that, you're going to dwell on how awful it is and what am I going to do and how am I going to survive this. And those thoughts, I think, are very destructive to survival.
You're the daughter of Joseph Hirschhorn, the famous art collector.
Yes.
Who has the famous museum in Washington, D.C. Was there ever any question that, you know, how would a woman who is part of this very famous art family not know that an object she was purchasing was an antiquity and was...
Well, I think that question has crossed many people's minds. It certainly was a concern that the Turks would think this. Of course, my father's art collection was built when I was long out of his house. It's all contemporary art. There's nothing ancient in it. It's not an area that any of us have been particularly familiar with. So I can understand, though. I think the question crosses many people's minds, and there's nothing I can do about that.
Must have crossed your mind. I mean, just the irony of it must have occurred to you.
Well, I think it's embarrassing. It's quite embarrassing.
Embarrassing because you wouldn't have recognized it? Or
Partly because I feel like maybe I should have. And, so that I don't know as much as maybe I should know. And secondly, because it's bound to cross people's minds that, well, she did know. So that's just one of the things you have to live with.
How are you changed by this extraordinary experience?
I think in a number of ways. First of all, I'm not as big a risk taker as I used to be. I just about drained all my energy for stress. And I've noticed that I try to live my life in a much more stressless way.
One last thing. Is it any compensation to you that out of this really horrible experience, you got your first book and also a made-for-TV movie in which Lee Remick will play you?
it's some compensation. I mainly hope it will be educational and interesting. I had this experience and I thought, I don't want to just know about the inside of Turkish prisons myself. I want everybody to know what it was like, what the people were like, because the people were lovely. So yes, I feel good about that, of course.
Okay, well, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Terry.
Jean LePere's book is titled Never Pass This Way Again. It's published by Adler & Adler. This is Fresh Air.